up in my home, my mom has a beautiful gift of crafting and making things beautiful. And so there's different decorations at different seasons, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Easter, whether it's the fall, whether it's the winter. There's always that kind of different decorations that go up over the years. They always kind of are changing and evolving and getting better. But I remember in particular, there's one decoration, one picture that I feel like it's always been there, and it kind of jumps around to different spots within the house at different times of the year. It's a picture that my mom kind of cross-stitched way back, right around when she got married, and it's actually the prayer of St. Francis, the prayer of St. Francis, a prayer that so many of you know. And it's a prayer, and especially I'd like to mention part of that prayer, because I think it speaks to the core of what it means to be a mother. You know the prayer, you've heard the prayer. Oh, Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. Isn't that the heart of a mother? Constantly being asked to console without necessarily being consoled herself. Constantly being asked to understand without being understood herself. Constantly being asked to love without always knowing that she's loved. The heart of the mother is one that is always giving. It's always reaching out, and it's always reaching out with expecting anything back in return. There's nothing more beautiful than the heart of a mother. And what's interesting, we think of the heart of the mother always giving without expecting anything in return. So often we say about mom, well, I know you better than you know yourself. I know you better than you know yourself. Or we say there's nothing like a mother's love. And it's interesting in that I know you better than you know yourself. Because we think of the love of a mother, how strong it is, how devoted it is. We think of the goodness of moms. They're like superheroes, right? When we play, one of the favorite games that kids play is house, and there's always a mother. Someone's always got to be the mother who just magically makes everything kind of come into play. And whereas superheroes are fake, moms are real. Moms are real. And it's interesting because we think of that reality, no one knows me like my mom. It's kind of weird because if we flip that around, how well do we know our mom? Our moms have a way of knowing us inside and out, but how well do we know our mom? I think when we're young, we say, well, mom likes coffee. Mom likes a glass of wine. That's not liking, that's just survival. That's literally just survival, right? But it's interesting because moms have this kind of mysterious nature to them. They know us so well, but often it's hard to actually know them. And what is the essence of mom? But the essence of a mother is so closely tied to those whom she loves, right? It's like you can't separate, and it's so closely tied to who she's loved. And so mom has this beautiful kind of mysterious veiled nature, identity so close to those who are loved. I think so often then when people start having their own kids, all of a sudden they realize, oh, mom, dad, I had no idea, right? I had no idea. Wow, like I kind of know what you've gone through. And then they say, well, boy, how did mom even do that? How did mom even do that? And it's interesting with children that because all of a sudden the relationship with mom also becomes a friend. And there's like an opening of the heart, of that the kind of the mysterious nature of mom, the mythical superhuman, all of a sudden you start to know mom's heart. And those are such beautiful, sacred moments. And we can somehow think of it, and we can even connect it to our relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord who just seeks to love, to console, to understand us, to pour himself out upon us. And in the gospel, there's piercing words. There's piercing words that Jesus says to Philip. Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Have I been with you so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Jesus has done everything for us, but do we seek to know him? Or do we simply seek to take from him? God has given us everything. God has given us everything. And we even think of the mystery of Jesus and seeking, as we grow in our discipleship, to know the heart of Jesus, to know his love for us, to understand his heart, to understand his love, to console his heart. And it's interesting because what does Jesus say in the Gospel of John? That he's come to give glory to God the Father. And when he teaches us how to pray, what does he teach? He prays, teaches us the Our Father prayer. We know that God is as much mother as father. But it's interesting in the Gospel of John, who is at the cross but Mary? And in the same way that Jesus taught us to pray the Our Father, at the cross, in some sense, Jesus looked out and said, behold your mother. Jesus gave us our mother. The importance of women, the importance of mother, and those who are like mothers. And so we thank God for that, just the beautiful example, the giving example of the mysterious, veiled, hidden love of a mother, so closely connected to those whom she loves. And we see in that an image of God. And we seek to know and to love our moms, to know and to love our God, as we give thanks and praise for the gift of our moms on this day.